for all of you parents, for those of us who teach, for any of you who have ever coached a sport, I think we all know the experience, the challenge at times, of passing down what we know to be important to our children, to our students, to our athletes. It's a great challenge at times, because we know oftentimes what's important. The challenge is to communicate how important it is to those who would benefit from that. We're not alone in that challenge. Jesus also experienced that. We hear in today's gospel him using these parables, and then he goes on to explain why he uses parables. He says, the reason I use parables is so that they will understand. So Jesus himself was trying to examine, trying to determine, trying to evaluate whether or not his words were effective. You parents probably do the same thing. I, as a teacher, am constantly doing the same thing, going, was that effective? If not, throw it away. If it was, how can it be better? When Jesus is doing that, especially by explaining his reason for using parables, we have to ask ourselves a question. Was he able to actively engage the culture, the people who were listening to his words? Was he successful? That begs another question. How do you measure success? If you measure success by saying 100% of people who listened to Christ followed him, then he was unsuccessful, because many people did not follow him. So how do you measure success? In some ways, it's impossible to. As long as we are being faithful and trying our best and evaluating and praying and discerning whether or not what we're trying to do is bearing fruit. One of the great challenges for our culture, everyone, is to engage people, is to show them that Christianity matters, that having a relationship with Christ is the most important thing. Because our culture says things like, this is the way to life, this is the way to life, this is the way to life, and we say, no, it's not. That Christ is the way to life, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and following him brings tremendous joy and tremendous conviction and tremendous fulfillment in life. That he is the way to life. Are our lives, the things we say, the things we do, the way we teach, the way we coach, the way we parent, is that being communicated to the culture around us, to our children, to our students? It's a great challenge. But we're not alone in that challenge. Jesus faced it too. And he evaluated, and he used examples, and he used parables. So how will we do that as well? Let's allow the example of our own lives, the way we think, the way we talk, the way we act, the way we live, the way we encourage, let's allow that to draw people in, not so that numbers go up, not so that we're at 26% of mass attendance instead of 25%. It's not about that. How about this? How about this for a measuring stick? Do the people around us know that Christ loves them, that they can have a relationship with him? If mass attendance goes up because of that, then we did well. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Let's have a complete conviction that that's true.